they're trying everything they can to maintain the story that their customer is the search user, not the college that wants to advertise, not the doctor that wants to advertise.
Did I say that out loud?
Welcome to Did I Say That Out Loud, a podcast where Stu Eddins and Mariah Tang reflect on agency life and answer questions from our higher ed and healthcare clients about the latest in digital marketing, content, and SEO.
This week on Did I Say That Out Loud?
We're telling the future.
Yes, yes. Google made some announcements that are directly impacting how we will use search in the future. One of those things is the Google search experience, the search generative experience that you can opt into at this time. It's being tested in the wild to people who don't opt in, of course, but I have opted into it. And when you do that, at the top of your search column, you will see what's called a AI generated result. So if you type in, where's the best pizza for lunch in my town, you're probably not going to see much. But if you ask a question that might be more toward research beyond just the immediate need for a really great slice of pizza, you might get a good response at the top. And there's two qualifiers there, might and good. Right now it's in beta, so the question of good is what they're trying to answer. Might means that they're deciding what questions they can and should answer along the way too. The change that Google announced, it's AI overviews. That's what that chunk of stuff is at the top of search. So when I search for something and it comes up at the top, and I've been asking about, let's say, information on the best type of lighting for my office with a north-facing window.
It's going to give you a search generative experience at the top.
And in the near future, as soon as they enable it, it's rolling out, I'll be able to change the overview. If I want detailed information, or I just want something simple. And that's actually one of the options is simplify. I want a simplified result. We're given more control over the response we get from Google because this response it's giving is coming from its knowledge it's gathered by indexing every page on the internet that it's indexed. So it's going out and finding answers based on that, searching that index that it has and returning the top results. The extensive, detailed response you get, I've opened up some of these things and they're as long as your arm. Mm-hmm. There's just a ton of information in it. And if all I'm really asking the question is to find out, because I didn't ask it in my question, do I need halogen lighting or incandescent lighting? Mm-hmm. You know, or LED, what do I need? Maybe I just want the simplified answer. I don't want to dig. Mm-hmm. In a way, it's kind of like the equivalent of using Google as a little more of a magic eight ball. Well, it's really simplifying. What is it? You have eight possible responses on one of those, but you get the point, I believe. This will be interesting. ChatGPT is also hinting at having a search replacement coming one day. That poses some interesting questions also. Google has a vastly larger array of information to pull from than ChatGPT currently does. Mm-hmm. And Google has spent a lot more time segmenting and parsing out the information it has into what it considers to be its logical hierarchy of how to find stuff. Not Mariah, when you go out and I don't know, are you using the Google search experience at this point?
I am. Through the lens of being a somewhat jaded millennial, I don't just trust what pulls up there, even though it is from Google. So I'll scan it and say, okay, that looks like something accurate. I'll look and see if there are any of the linked sources to say, okay, this is where they got this information. But mostly I'm skimming down through the page and looking at the people also ask questions and things like that.
Okay.
I think that is not how young people use the internet, and I know this. However, I think to me, it's really reminiscent of a lot of the other changes that they've made throughout my career, which is, you know, featured snippets, the local pack, the highlighting in the meta descriptions right. of pages yeah. where it's pulling up this information. We think this is what you're trying to find. So we were chatting offline before this and you mentioned it's really bringing full circle what we've been talking about for a few years. It's search intent.
Yeah.
Not the keywords, not the specific, do I spell it this way? Do I spell it that way? How exactly do I phrase this? It's what are you trying to achieve? And we're going to help you achieve that, even if you say it in 35 words.
Right.
More complex, you know.
Right. In some way, and I'll close this again before the end of this episode, it's as though Google is grooming us to use search differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be a large part of their intent with how they release features. Now, the other question comes up, is Bing going to do the same thing? Because Bing and ChatGPT are joined at the hip. Poor old Yahoo out there. I don't know what they're doing yet. Frankly, I haven't kept tabs on them in the last few months. How this all shakes out and who comes out on top, I don't know. I can tell you that when it comes to technology, the new entry tends to take a little time to gain traction, but then it will overtake the existing hero, if you will. It may be ChatGPT, it may be something we've not seen yet. I don't know. But really, when it comes to this simplification or high detail feature, I think it's going to be helpful. But I think it also is a way that brings us back more toward the concept of voice search, which has always been ask a question, get one result.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the whole search experience that we're seeing, the search generative experience, SGE is it's called for Google. They used Bard and now it's Gemini. It's okay. They're naming their platforms as they go along. I think what it is we're seeing that fusion of app-based search, meaning going to the Google app on your phone or going to the Google website on the internet. And we're seeing the fusion of that and voice search a little more each day. This kind of lends itself to it. At home, I am based more on Alexa-enabled Echo devices. And if I ask a question, it starts getting too long, I tell the darn thing to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is this a more polite way of saying shut up? You know, just give me the simplified version, please. I don't need all this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it can be helpful in that regard if you're trusting, or more trusting at least, of the response you're getting. And you still get the 10 blue links, and you still get the ads below, and you still get all the other things you always have. This is just that gradually expanding feature at the very top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a feature that is getting more and more research and development improvement in it, I think it's more it's more than just competition against the chat GPTs of the world.
Mm-hmm. Google does an interesting thing, I think, comparatively to some of these newer groups, and maybe they'll do this down the line, but Google is extremely invested in user testing, user groups, yeah, beta rollouts, and they've already scaled back some of their display on, yeah, SGE because people were complaining that it was overtaking everything else. Advertisers were not happy. Users were not happy. So they said, okay, you know, we'll rein it back in before it was even widely released. And so I feel like Google always has a pulse on what's the next thing,
yeah,
before the rest of us do. And when you mentioned, you know, it's teaching us how to use this differently. It's teaching you, it's teaching me, but it's already adapting to how younger people,
right,
use it. And so I think all of us old fogies that are out here in the world are going to have to just suck it up and start using, yeah, search differently if we're going to want to reach these younger markets.
It is. And as we've discussed also, we have a cohort of people right now, higher education, kind of focus on 18 to 24. Now, we'd like to go lower than 18, but you know, advertising and promotion practices don't allow us to go below 18 readily. But that 18 to 24 demographic is more likely to use TikTok to find information than it is Google search already. our numbers are going up when it comes to organic search from Google on the websites that we associate with. So if the younger people are using other platforms, I have to say they're still using Google, at least for the clients that we're dealing with.
And isn't Google indexing some of that content anyway? Because we're, you know, when you Google something, sometimes you'll get TikTok results, you'll get Facebook, yeah, results, you know?
Yeah.
So it all kind of works together.
Sometimes the there's still tension between those entities because it's walled garden at Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to sign in to get there. Same with TikTok. And Google is trying to answer by bringing Reddit in it. Google is trying to bring answers in by bringing YouTube Shorts in instead. Mm-hmm. It's trying to fill the gaps there. But that search generative experience is going to start taking over. And sometimes, as we get more used to the tool, getting a simplified answer is going to be important. Mm-hmm. Now, that actually brings us into the second thing Google announced. And what they're talking about there is multi-step reasoning. And that's a fancy term for you don't have to ask three questions to wind up where you want to be.
Yeah, it is.
You can say it all at once.
It's the ultimate instant gratification. I want this, 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 and this.
Yeah. And an example I used the other day was, what is the closest college with a business program that offers partially free tuition? Not too long ago, that was three separate searches. Finding colleges near me and saying, okay, show me the ones that have business degrees. We're able to do that part right now readily. Then you add in the partially free tuition. And that's a concept that is actually probably the finest point of this. There's a lot of colleges near me. Most of them offer business, but the real qualifier is partially free. Mm-hmm. Now, what does partially free mean? That it has readily available scholarships, that there's grant money available, that, you know what, they just, you sign up for this, you get the rest of it free because they got a 3-month special going. the point is the concept of free tuition is varied. Mm-hmm. The thing is, what they're saying is with the multi-step reasoning, Google is going to be able to understand that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be able to put it in context. And this goes back to what you said several minutes ago. Well, Google is about context. It understands the language. It understands how people speak, mm-hmm. and can respond to it. No, it's getting better at doing that. It's still learning. Mm-hmm. That's why this is all in beta. That's why you're not forced into it. But let's keep in mind two things. First off, Google executives have said that their vision for Google is one day to be like the computer on Star Trek. Mm-hmm. You simply say what you want and it gives you the right answer, and that's it. You're done. Mm-hmm. The other thing to keep in mind, though, is that Google doesn't get paid because it gives one answer. Mm-hmm. Google gets paid right now because it provides 10 answers and a handful of ads.
I wonder if one day there will be a model where me, college, ABC College, is paying Google to play. Like, I would like you to use us as the subject matter expert for XYZ, and we'll give you $1 million or whatever that looks like. And maybe that replaces ad spend someday. That's probably like way down the line, but
it is. But the concept right now kind of flies in the face of what Google wants to be viewed as today. They want their results to be the organic results. They want that to be viewed as impartial because they're trying everything they can to maintain the story that their customer is the search user, not the college that wants to advertise, not the doctor that wants to advertise. They have two different business models, and the biggest one is we provide the best answers around for people's questions. And that means that they're beholden first to the people asking the questions. Mm-hmm. Along the way, they figured out how to monetize that through search ads and through everything else. And they allow that in. Now, they allow that $219 billion worth of allowed last year. That's their revenue from ads. Mm-hmm. I would say they have incentive to preserve that because Google search by itself, getting links without ads, costs them money. It's the ads that pay their way. There's no doubt. I don't see too many Google self-driving cars out there right now taking up the slack. Mm-hmm. They are getting into other things. But there has to be some way to monetize this because it costs money to have the servers running that the answers. Mm-hmm. We've all seen the pictures of the Google data centers. They take up acres of space. They consume gigawatts of power. They have people there to serve them. There's hardware that breaks down. I mean, it has an expense structure. They have to pay for that. They have stakeholders that need to get money back for their investment. There's all sorts of reasons to have monetary reward for what they provide. That's true. But I wonder if taking a direct payment to become the answer would be the undoing of their current ethos, which is the user is our
the curtain back.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the thing everybody knows already.
Yeah. And I also have to say that skepticism about not just Google, but we keep talking about them, but they are the 800-pound gorilla. The skepticism with search engines right now is running higher than it ever has.
Mm-hmm.
And with generative search results being the bright, shiny object, there's a lot of people saying, hey, this is the way to go. This is the next thing. But quite frankly, I'm more suspicious of that than I am about Google results.
Yeah.
Google's motivation, I think I can figure out pretty clearly. If they game the system, it's their system. It's not a public utility.
Right.
Neither is Bing or Yahoo or Yandex or name
Facebook
it.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're not paying for something, then you're the commodity. You're, you know, selling stuff to you is what they make money off of. So anyway, that's all that. But AI is not cheap. It takes more power than non-AI types of search. It takes more energy, more people, more research, more everything else. They've got to figure out a way to pay for it. Okay. All of this started out as a conversation about how they're allowing you to have simplified results at the top and detailed results. And right now they don't know how to monetize that. But here's the thing. We've talked about multi-step reasoning. Right now, most of what they do for revenue is based on keywords, search terms. But I argue it's not anymore. And this is the next logical step after that. What I just said about what is the closest college or the business program offering partially free tuition easily has three search terms in there that are not tightly coordinated to each other until they're strung together in that sentence. What's my keyword? What Google has been training us on for the last couple of years, at least, if not longer, is we don't pay attention to keywords anymore. We pay attention to intention. What is the context and what is the intent of what somebody is searching for? That is what Google is uncovering with all this. That is what is driving Google search results right now. Yes, in a search campaign, I still put in keywords, but in that campaign, my keywords might be colleges near me, business programs, and low cost or free tuition.
Price. Proximity preference.
Yeah.
It's the emotion. It's the feeling. It's the thing you want, specific item that you're looking for.
And maybe the closest college to me is 500 miles away that has free tuition or near partially free tuition. So it needs to make those judgments too. The point being that we need to make sure that even today to be ready for these things, AI overviews. How do you get involved with an AI overview? That we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's solve the keyword problem right now. We need to stop thinking about keywords as things that we must build upon and start looking at them as the shorthand, the Cliff's Notes of content. The keywords that we choose to target need to be able to together represent the intention that we're trying to market to, the intention we're trying to attract. So if we have colleges near me, business programs, and free tuition, and we get a sense that that is what a lot of people are searching for, we need to make sure our content supports that concept, not necessarily those words. Because free tuition, I bet that would raise the hairs on the back of the neck of every executive in most higher ed institutions. But low cost.
Affordable.
We'd like to have that on their pages if it's relevant.
Google's smart enough to know that those are all similar terms.
Right. So context. Mm-hmm. People are going to be people. They're going to search for what they want. They want free.
Semantic search,
yes. Mm-hmm. And semantic search was introduced many years ago in Google search. And we keep riding the crest of that wave forward.
Mm-hmm. This is the adult... What is the word I'm looking for? Evolution of content
marketing. Yeah, it's the maturing.
Yeah.
It's the maturing of it. And there's still more to go. Because it's I don't know. I've raised kids, you've raised kids. And when they tell me my dog has the intelligence of a 3-year-old, I really question them. Or it makes me question the human race at 3 years old. I don't know which, but maybe that's where Google search is too. Mm-hmm. It has a limited vocabulary. It understands the intention. I may use great big words when I scold a 3-year-old, but what they see is the intention of I'm angry and they did something.
Yep.
So it may be that we're at that stage with Google search too, or Bing search or whoever. But it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. And I think part of this discussion is we think we understand from reading the tea leaves the direction things are going, and we know where we've been. We've been to a point where we've come from exact match keyword targeting. We've come from a point of make sure we have these words showing up in content so we can get found organically. We've come from a point of view where if we're talking about a business program, business class, business degree, business, we got to use all the near match stuff. That was lexical search. That was matching word for word to make things happen instead of contextual search, which we have now. And I think that this is just the next step in that. We get the AI generated result at the top, and we have the control to say, give it to us all, or you know what, just give me the highlights. Yeah. We have the ability to say, okay, I, as a human, I'm going to search for everything I need in one statement. And it may be multiple sentences long. Now, by the way, That Echo device with Alexa on it, I've already been doing that. I will ask it a question, and it's multi-part, and I don't stop talking until I'm done asking all the parts of it. And I would say about a third of the time, it gives me a useful answer. Two-thirds of the time, you just want it to stop talking at you because it's so stupid. But, you know, it's just the level we're at with these things. But I'm also trying to stress it out. I'm trying to push the edge with it.
We can't imagine Grapher doing that to someone.
No, says the lady sits next to me. The fact is that these things will get better, and they're going to drag us kicking and screaming to get better at using them too.
I was, you know, at first when I was like, no, links, what are they even thinking? But this excites me as a content person, yeah, as a content strategist, because while there is a camp of people hollering like, Why would we even make content now if Google's not going to take people to our site? In my mind, there's going to be an increased and steeper need for new, relevant, fresh content all the time.
Great.
Because those questions are going to change. We see that now. The questions that people ask are going to change. They're going to become more complex. They're going to bring in other emotions as these needs change, as the audience ages, as, you know, all of the things. And the cool thing about blog, web pages, whatever media you're using, you can gut the content of those pages and refresh it with new questions, with right, new answers. Keep your URL the same. I don't see that changing in the future, but you know, maybe it's these three questions for the first quarter of the year. Maybe those evolve to, we're going to keep two of those questions and add a new one. We're going to swap some of it out. You know, this is ongoing optimization, and the need for that is only going to grow.
Yeah, and consider this. Google search has been around for 20-some years. And even today, 20-some years later, one out of every five, 20% of the searches they see, they've never seen before, every single day. Can you imagine what it'd be like, you know, pushing the tide out with a broom to stay ahead of that? It's constant work. If they were on lexical search, I have to match what you asked for in order to be successful. And 20% of the time every day, I fail. The way they have to get around that is to go to context. They have to start understanding the meaning that the words convey. And that's what they solved for some years ago and started progressing toward today. And it's going to get better. And right now, it's not being asked to learn me, how I want my answers to come back. So I'm given control and said, okay, you want simple answers? Ask for that instead. The other part about this is, I'm now, it's not training me on how to ask a question or a complex question. It's training me on the fact that I now can do that with Google. It's that connection. The third thing they announced this last week may have even deeper implication for certain verticals, and that's search results categorization. Now, it's not coming to higher education or probably to healthcare anytime soon, but recipes it's going to come to that. Travel, it's going to come to that. And what this is you ask a question about, I need recipes for healthy eating for overweight people who are middle-aged. All right, right there, it's a complex question being asked. But what it's going to give you is a series of results, and it's going to say, here are healthy recipes for anybody. Next category is healthy recipes for overweight older people here. And then the third one is going to be eating out if you are a overweight older person. So where do you rank number one? Across all categories? Probably not. What happens to the number one ranking in that type of a display?
Yeah. Maybe you have the opportunity now to say, we rank high in this category and this matters because,
right.
And that's what you take to your stakeholder. My question is there going to be a category to take out all the stupid backstory about the recipe bloggers that nobody cares about?
Well, that could be. Yeah. That could be the simplify button for that.
Simplify.
Yeah. References, get rid of stupid. But the,
oh my God, I'm going to get weird.
Yeah. The other part about this, though, that's interesting is if keywords are no longer a thing, okay, they are still to some extent, but our concept of keywords needs to change.
Themes
are it. In fact, in Google Search, Google Advertising with Performance Max, we were asked to put in search themes, not keywords, 25 word descriptions searches we want to match to. Mm-hmm. It's already here for those of us doing marketing in certain ways. But when it comes to the people, the vast majority of people who use search instead of pay to be on search, this is going to be a little more liberating. And at the same time, you have to give the public permission to do more, but not do so much more that you can't keep up.
Thanks for listening to Did I Say That Out Loud with Stu Edens and Mariah Tang. Check out the show notes for more information about today's episode. And if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, hit us up anytime at staymates.com.